Close that back door, don't want no snake shit around me. Circle only getting smaller, built this thing from the ground. Who built this? Me, that's who. Who put all this shit together, bitch? Me, that's who. Who built this? Me, that's who. Who put all this shit together, bitch? Me, that's who.
Twisty, what a man does behind closed doors, that's up to him. But the fact that it's normalized to talk certain things, crazy. And people ain't seeing this.
Hey, remember back in the day, fellatio, like, black girls wasn't partaking in that activity. Now it seems like that's akin to doing a French kiss or something like that.
Yeah.
They've turned the world upside down, totally.
Music normalized it. I remember when the Omarion song come out. You gotta eat the booty like groceries. You remember that song?
That's a song.
You remember that?
No, I don't know.
No, but that's what. Listen, I don't even like that word, but in the urban world, that was the tune that brought that stuff in. That tune, it was called Supposed to Be, and there was a remix, and the remix had on the woman who's now with Big Sean. I forgot her name, but she said that bar, you gotta eat the booty like groceries. When that happened, around the time, Kevin Gates, was talking,
yes,
saying, yo, I do this. And it was like a big thing. It was headlines everywhere. Now that's normal.
But groceries, I don't get the word.
Groceries means ass, Noble.
But what's the correlations? Groceries and ass.
It's like an American slang for ass, isn't it? See what I'm saying? So them things there are normal. They're normal, and people don't see. Once you usher them things in as normal, that's when the change started to come in. So people don't see it.
Mark, let me just, since you said this, let me get a little bit graphic.
Yeah.
Your anal passage is where you secrete solid waste, right?
Yeah.
So what preparation is done for someone to eat groceries beforehand?
I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you, Noble. I couldn't tell you. All I know is that's a traditional, well, not traditional, no. That's a new standard in certain worlds. Because even like when you look at that video like we spoke about earlier, when the girl's in the bathroom stall. Forget all jokes aside, all like, you know, jokes, and sometimes I'll try, you know, I'll hit a little punchline here and there. But think about the kind of insanity to be able to go out, yeah, go to a club, not know a person from a can of paint, go into a bathroom stall with said person, and get your mouth...
God.
Yeah, and go on your knees in a bathroom store, where public bathroom store, and put your mouth in a stranger's pipe, a person who's probably been dancing like a professional all night, so you know that the midriff's going to be very awfully sweaty
and sticky.
And you got to remember, you don't know this, but this could be a prostitute for what you know.
And let me add one more into it. Some people only wash once a week and all them kind of something, man.
Facts.
Yeah, some girl, their feminine hygiene isn't up to standard. I'm not, and before, this would just be other nations. I'm talking about black girl. They don't know how to take care of those regions, from what I'm hearing.
OCD is something that I live with, meaning that there's certain little hygienic things that I'm into heavily. You know what I mean? Like, I'll give you one, for example. I can't come on this stream without bathing, you know. I couldn't be on here talking to the people in my mouth, ain't brush and gargle, look them out, wash and shower, had a hot shot. But there's, you see certain stream that man are on, man's mouth corners white, man's eye corners white. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
That's normal now.
Yeah.
Now, you got to think, the level of insanity for a brother to do that, that's normal now. Yeah. That's, because even with me, if I meet a girl historically, it don't happen day one, no chance. It don't happen. I'm talking about me. It don't happen day one. Nah.
Not even when you was a youngster.
No, it don't happen day one. No.
Was that? Was
I knew a better. I knew a brother with AIDS, you know, from young.
See.
I knew I knew two brothers with HIV and a brother who had full blown AIDS.
Right.
Yeah, man. From young, so based off of that, I was somebody who wasn't reckless like that. Never. Like, both my youth's moms, I've known them like over 15 years.
See, you've done it the right way, man.
Yeah, man.
See,
you've had whether it's worked out or not, I know them over 15 years. This is what I'm trying to say. So in my head, the intention's always there. Yo, I'm going to do this thing the right way. But with the latter, man, I was never just one of them betters who just, I'm going to jump in something raw and be... Nah,
that's something different, jumping in something raw. I'm just talking about, like, the act. You know. Yeah, the act on the floor. Nah, because, like, when I was... Mark, listen. Like, this is Saturday Sessions.
Yeah, man, let's
when
go.
I was a savage. I once was a savage and lost, and that was the goal. Don't get it twisted. I didn't necessarily, when I first became a savage and whatever, my success rate wasn't that good. But, you know, with time, with experience... Yeah, man. First time, boss. First time. Now, I didn't necessarily see these girls as any... You know, I wouldn't look at them any lower. I would just think, yeah, man, I've been able to get past this too. Because when I was coming up, it was 2 weeks. You had to wait at least 2 weeks. Come on, Noble. 2 weeks, man. And then... So, as I said, I wouldn't look at a girl any different if she would, you know, give me the thing straight away. And you know, she's down, I'm down. Let's do this here.
Nah, man. Cause I tell you why, though. Probably I would have been like that, but... I used to believe in them things like soul ties and all of that. It's not, you gotta think, you know, people don't think, not you, Noble, but you gotta think on a deep level, you know. Like, forget about all of this that we've got going on here. Like, somebody somewhere created us, you know. They created these genitals to intertwine with each other. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure they didn't just do that for pleasure.
But it wasn't smart. Let's put the nail in the coffin right now. Sex is for procreation purposes.
Yeah, man. It's not pleasure. It's not. I mean, don't get it twisted. It is pleasurable. Don't get that twisted. But it's not. That's not the purpose of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Condoms and all that are man-made.
Yeah, man. It's to bring forth life, man.
You and even if you go back, let's talk a bit. That story of the Garden of Eden, yeah. That forbidden fruit is an analogy for lust, you know. It's an analogy for lust. It's not an analogy for no fruit. It's an analogy for people, for lust. That was a menage a trois that took place. That snake was a person.
Shaitan, aka Lucifer.
Yeah, that was what that story's basically saying is, yo, you can have anything, but leave that. I ain't no Christian, and I can tell you that. I grew up in the Christian church and all that, but I can tell you that was meant for rude boy. You can have anything, you know. But you see that? Don't touch that. And they indulged in that. And at that point, sin was created. If you believe that.
Yes.
If you believe that. But I'm just telling, man. So what I'm trying to say is, a lot of people, you're going through life judging other people. You're going through life pointing the fingers, and you're doing the same thing. A lot of people, because that sleeping around thing and that nasty. Look how much religions. And what I'm saying is, people, other cultures and stuff understand that. That structure, that my man structured that way, it almost gives a man purpose, you know. That's what I'm saying. You got to think about a man who's constantly in and out of prison. You've got no purpose. I couldn't even do 2 weeks, Noble.
No.
If I do 2 weeks, bear other people's lives fall apart. Because I'm living with a purpose. And that's what I try and say. When I'm talking to these rappers and these young brothers and all that, I'm trying to say, look, there's a purpose, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a purpose. Please focus on your purpose. Nah, man, I'm going to get this money, you know, blah, 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 blah. Okay, cool. Now, once you go and sit down in prison, you can't get no money.
Yeah.
Like, but you're not looking at the long run. You gotta have a you gotta know what your purpose is. Your purpose might just to be a father to your child.
Yeah.
Your purpose might just be to be a husband to your wife. Your purpose might to whatever that may be. I don't know. I can't speak on the next man's life, but I'm saying
that purpose may change as well.
That purpose could change many times. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is, as a youngster, I'm the kind of man, like, you could bring any of my family on here. We went on holiday a lot. I didn't stand up in dirty, stagnant water and stuff like that. I'm not into that. But a lot of what I'm saying is that was something that I don't know how I picked it up, but I just picked up little hygienic ways. So even that brother we'll be talking about in the bathroom store, he's that hungry for that tonny. Like, that girl there, there would never be a point I'd touch her. Never.
Come on.
Just the fact you were on video doing that, like, that's enough, like, for me to know, real girl, you could never ever be blessed with man's presence. And I know that sounds terrible, but I mean, like, your decision making is horrific. And now people are like, oh, she was drunk and all that. So don't drink then. If you're drinking, it makes you do that, because one day, let's say she's got a son, that does never leave the internet.
You never.
Never. Never leaves the internet till one day your son. Imagine seeing the whole many years I live with my parents. I was used to think, yo, how was we even born? Because these people were internet. Of course they was. But they're not making you see them things or hear them things or know nothing like that's going on.
You see it there.
Whereas these, man, their mom and dad's probably got a red light on the door or something. Like, it's getting mad out here, man. You gotta, man, for the men, be careful who you breed. And for the women, be careful who you breed for. And I know it sounds terrible saying breed, because we're not dogs, but you know what I mean. Be careful, man. Because some of these people are not parents. You're seeing gal on live, the baby's screaming in the background. Why? The person's on live. I'm like, yo, you're not even going to go and attend to the Pitney. But that's what it is now. That's what it is.
Hey, and them said people, them misguided assistants who are on those lives with their children in the background, as it's known as now, twerking, and the children are around and they're in the live. Some of them may be even dancing in the live while their mother is showing their, you know, their rear end. And then you look at the filth that some of these women have got their children in and performing this nastiness on a live stream, and you're looking, thinking you couldn't have staged the room any better. You couldn't have made sure the children are out of the damn room. Their friends ain't checking for them and saying, yo, sis, Shaliqua, you can't do those things, girl. They ain't checking for that. They're saying, yo, a positive term is, like, you had like 500 people in your life, man. That's dope. Not, yo, calm down, sis. Clean up your house. Yeah, if you're gonna do those things, clean the house up, and make sure the children ain't there. Come on, respect yourself and respect your children. Not even the basics. Maybe one of the uncles might say, hey, Shaniqua, man, come on, man. You can't do that with the kids there.